Luke Combs in the studio, and get the boys with him. Make sure you introduce your
homies.
Yes, this is Robert Wilford here.
The third? Thanks for using my full name.
You're welcome. And in the Waffle House hat and in the Cabela's hat, we have Tyler Barely Knower King.
Yep. The album, this one's for you too, is out. It's got five extra songs on there. Do you, you know, when we were talking about songs that you've done, and are there songs that you kind of, you look back on, you go, you know, I knew it was going to be big. I never thought it was going to be that. I mean, did you think One Number Away was going to be like that?
I mean, I always loved that tune, and I thought it was just like the most different song on the record. And I think I knew people would like it after we had like some success, you know, like after, I mean, Hurricane certainly I didn't think would be as big as it was.
You didn't?
I didn't, you know, I mean, not in like a negative way, but I don't think you can ever expect.
Well, it came in a weird thing because that was a real heavy hurricane season that year.
It was.
So you had radio stations that wouldn't play it because mm-hmm. they were like, oh, no, we can't play a song about a hurricane because there are hurricanes happening.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happened. Yeah. And I hate when that happens.
Stupid.
It's the dumbest thing ever. Like radio programmers who get so nitpicky.
It was.
Yeah, that almost killed the song.
I was scared, yeah, for a little bit. You know, and I knew it was a great tune. But, yeah, I think, you know, One Number was once we had. You know, once Rains came out and it did so well, and I wanted to set up One Number right because I knew it was a really big song, you know what I mean? But I think it kind of, like, I didn't want to do Hurricane and then One Number because I feel like that painted me in such, like, a tight window of what I can do, you know? And I feel like Hurricane and Rains put me here, sonically speaking. And so, oh, well, he can do this and he can do that thing.
How are they that different sonically?
Oh, they're way different sonically.
I mean,
Reigns is really has more of a like early Brad Paisley 90s vibe, and Hurricane is more of a modern sounding thing. I mean, they're two different, totally different vibes for sure.
One's, but does that, so that sound different, but do you have to sing them differently? Is your voice?
No, it's all instrumentation thing, you know, production thing.
It's just showing off what styles
Different styles. You know, it's like, hey, he can do the sad, like, hot guy thing, and he can do, like, the, he's like a guy that's going to change your oil and has a beard.
Can you do the country polka thing?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
Well, on the next album.
Into that. Yeah. Well,
on the deluxe. This one's for you too.
I'm doing a concept album, so it's going to be good.
I like that when you talk about sonically, you bring up, like, the old Paisley stuff or whatnot. I like that stuff. I want to say I like it better. But then I hear the newer stuff that's produced really well and maybe not traditionally country, so to speak, maybe sometimes. And I kind of go, I kind of like that too.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Yeah. I mean, I think there's, you know, I think you can like everything. That's the thing is, I mean, I don't listen to just country music all the time in my truck. You know what I mean?
You don't?
You know, I mean, I think it's healthy to listen to everything.
It's very
it's
healthy.
Important to listen to everything.
I listen to Barbie Girl a lot by Aqua. A lot. I'm a Barbie girl.
More of a Mumbo Number 5 guy. Lou Vega.
It's different strokes.
You could do a mean cover of that.
That's
going to
be a thing.
You know how many people
thought
that was real the other day?
What?
I put up a fake set list.
Oh, it had no Mumbo Number 5 on it, didn't it?
And people were messaging saying, can we get a video of you guys
doing Mumbo Number 5?
You know what?
You know what you got to work on now.
I'm just saying. He gets you a hat. One of those, you know, those Lou Vega hats.
Feather hat thing.
So, we're going to play again or what?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you feeling?
Well, speaking of rain, we should do it.
Yeah, do Rains. We'll do When It Rains. We've never done it.
So, we've never done it here?
Never done it here.
We have never
done When It Rains here.
Well, then let's do that. Here's Luke Combs.
One, two, three, four, one, two. Sunday morning, man, she woke up. Fighting man, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl's good as gone. Then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my chill on I-65. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought two 12-packs.
heard about my new fine luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how late night just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking.
You know my favorite part of this song is when you go.
You gotta build it up, man.
Like
you
flooring build it, baby.
It it's like one of the, I'm one of those old like crank cars that you had to crank, you know, get going. It's like, you know, it's like those flashlights you gotta wind up.
Yeah, it's gotta. You know, it's gotta.
I always break the handles off.
I mean, Luke soundboard.
Yeah, the album is called "This One's for You Too." It's got five songs in there that you definitely want to pick up for sure. The new ones that are on there. It's good to see you guys again, man. Thanks for dropping by.